T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It was just before 10 o'clock last night that the former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown arrived here at the Broward County Jail to face those charges, wanted on an arrest warrant. But Brown arrived here with his lawyers and an entourage. Now, those charges stem from an incident at Brown's Hollywood home on Tuesday when a van driver attempted to deliver Brown's items from California. Police say that Brown refused to pay for the delivery and threw a rock at the delivery truck, causing some damage. Then when Brown, police say, later did agree to pay, the driver returned and police say he climbed into the cabin of the vehicle, grabbed at the driver and pulled him, causing some scratches. Now, cops were called. They say when they got to Brown's home, he went inside and then refused to come out.
Presented by Chafin Luana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. CBS 4 down in Miami giving you the chain of events involving Antonio Brown, who is free on $110,000 bond today after appearing in court this morning. Chris Mueller is back with us after his audition with CNN as an Antonio Brown expert, so you are the perfect person, Chris, to chat with today on the topic of Antonio Brown. How do you think the audition went, by the way?
I mean, they got my name wrong after asking for it 3 times in the run-up. They got our station wrong, despite asking me for it 2 minutes before I went live on the air. I thought I acquitted myself well, but I also stole your take about Greek tragedy, which, by the way, the host, off the air, when I said that to him casually, said, "Ooh, what a line, save that for the air." So they loved it. They ate up the pony Greek tragedy take. And I got all the credit for it. I feel a little guilty. I feel like I should apologize for it. I bogarted your take.
Did you go into it with a preconceived, or was it premeditated, to use my line? Or
I liked your line when you said it on the air. No, I liked your line when you said it on the air.
Did you think about attribution?
No.
No.
Too clumsy, cumbersome, etc.
So you went into it thinking,
I'm going to use my co-host Andrew's line. A very nice guy, a good friend, and I'm going to not attribute it to him because he's not the one on headline news. I am. Hmm.
Do you think you'll go back on?
Nah, I think they're done with me. I mean, until the next thing happens in the Antonio Brown story, right?
Okay, so you think you'll be on retainer as their Antonio Brown expert?
Possibly. Unless they get wind of this.
The stealing of takes?
Yes. And then they might feel like they don't want a plagiarist on.
In which case, they'd reach out to me.
Correct. Well, I think the only reason they reached out to me is because I was off yesterday. Now, I know that doesn't fit the narrative you tried to
share. Now, wait a minute.
Fake news there.
How is it that you can go as an Antonio Brown expert on a television station and get paid for it?
Oh, I didn't get
when
paid
you're
for
off
that
from work.
No. See, now you're spreading a fake narrative here that I got paid.
But here's
for
your chance to set the record straight.
Oh, I didn't get paid for
clean,
it.
Brought to you by Jerry's Car Wash. Quick, convenient, clean, Chris.
Guess what, buddy boy? I am going to come clean. I was off the air yesterday because the dog got neutered.
But did you feel like I'm off, that means no media responsibilities today? If I'm off from work, that means...
No. I thought when it was offered to me by Allison, the very nice producer at Headline News, who saw that I was off...
CNN.
Well, it's a branch of CNN. CNN's Headline News channel. It would be like FS2, perhaps.
Okay, so it's not even the real CNN.
Correct.
So it's like the AAA version of CNN.
It's a branch of CNN, yeah. It was a branch of CNN.
Okay.
It's, it's the Columbus Clippers of CNN. Or perhaps the
Indianapolis.
Why was I blind? I almost called it the Nashville Sounds, yes.
But, again, if you did a good enough job on there, maybe you get the call up to regular CNN.
Well, I think the problem was that I didn't do it via video, because it's, of course, a visual.
Did they want
medium
video?
They preferred Skype, and I was thinking about, like, how ridiculous my setup looks. The camera's good, but it's children's
play toys
in the background.
And you had a sick baby and a dog without balls.
Correct. So I was like, I think phone's going to be best here. Now, you say, and you try to spread this idea, that I was shirking my on-air duties.
That you picked CNN over the show.
Right. When I like to think...
That's how Craig relayed the message to me.
He's not here to defend himself either. Matt Harkins is on the other side. Craig's big-timing everybody down in Florida.
And Craig said on the air yesterday that he believed you had a preference to CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Had Fox News made the same request, you would have turned them down and said, I'm sorry, I'm dealing with a dog that just had surgery and a sick baby.
No, I'd have gone on there.
So you have no... It wasn't like you picked CNN because they're left-leading or
moderate.
No, I
hate them, too. No, they suck. As far as, like, getting it, you know, right. Nobody gets it right. You have to go read stuff for that, and, God, who wants to read? Ugh. Like, CNN, Fox, your MSNBCs. I'm catching everybody under
this
umbrella.
So their favorite part, to wrap it up, their favorite part of your appearance was the line you stole from me.
They liked the, I did a bit of a take on Gritty, too, at the end of it, for a little levity to add a touch of humor. And I thought I was saying something pretty funny and got an audible laugh when I said Gritty's the only good thing the Philadelphia Flyers have done since the mid-1970s. And then I did a little Stanley Cup counter. I said, you know, five cups to none, and was twisting that knife a little bit. I like to think, though, that on my day off, I was doing a service to the show by getting the station's name out.
Well, they got it wrong. I think you were building the Chris Mueller brand yesterday. And I don't think you were necessarily building 93.7 The Fan's brand or this show's brand.
I mean, I'm a man on an island, let's be honest. Does the station really want... Do you really want to be associated with me when I'm stealing your lines? You want to get your just due here.
I just wanted you to come out and say, hey, my co-host made a fabulous point yesterday.
Yeah.
And here's what he said. And that way, there would have been proper attribution given.
You would have gotten a little shine.
Yeah, because it was my point.
Okay.
That's
so you're a little raw about it.
No, I'm not raw.
I mean, you're bringing it up here.
Well, we need to address the elephant in the room.
I feel like if you were a piece of chicken, you would be raw.
You're the Antonio Brown expert.
Yeah.
And so in order to set the scene for our conversation on Antonio Brown, we needed to clear up some of the Antonio Brown.
What you're really saying is that you're the Antonio Brown expert, and I might have drafted off of you much like a NASCAR race. Except instead of drafting, I just
presented yourself as the Antonio Brown expert,
right.
But you were really using somebody else's expertise.
I was aggregating. I was aggregating.
Without any kind of credit given.
Without any nod to the fact that my extremely intelligent co-host, Andrew Filipponi, who's well-read...
Which lends credence to the
made
idea...
Made this point originally.
Again, for
that
fans...
That I was building the Mueller brand.
For listeners that are familiar with the show, it also traces back to now, did you come up with the Tom Brady to the Browns rumor, or was it really Joe Thomas?
Oh, see, now you're trying to cast aspersions in doubt where there should be none.
Because now we need to... We're going to always, from here on out, question, when you give an opinion... Is it the Chris Mueller genuine article?
Who gave the Joe Thomas, who gave the Browns and Brady opinion first, myself or Joe Thomas, publicly? I wrote the column, then Joe Thomas sent the tweet. So why should I be held to such an impossibly high standard here?
Okay, so if Joe Thomas is...
Am I telepathically stealing Joe Thomas' take?
So if Joe Thomas is allowed to steal a take, you're now allowed to steal one from me.
Yeah, if it's good enough for a Hall of Famer.
Okay, so if we're passing that down, now I am allowed, it's now my turn to steal somebody else's take and not give them credit.
Correct. I suggest Dunlap.
We are coming to you from the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase presented by AAA. We're inside the convention center. I used AAA to book my trip to Italy, and I'm using them to book my trip to England and Ireland and Scotland this summer. And one of the things I like about AAA is that when you're over there,
mm-hmm.
they cut out all the stress. So when we were in Italy and we were traveling from city to city, they took care of all the...
The rigmarole.
Yeah.
The little things. Devils in the details.
Somebody would pick us up and taxi us to the train station.
Right.
They would be waiting for us with the tickets, and they just took all the inconveniences.
It's like
out.
A concierge on the road in a foreign... You're playing a road game, but it feels like a home game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody
you know
who
what
has
I think
a big plan trip.
Do they still do the triptych? Because I know the smartphone has maybe eradicated that. You're a guy that likes to pay his bills by paper.
Mm-hmm.
I would
well,
think the old triptych, you would have absolutely been a triptych
right.
hipster.
Like, when we
like
would
hey,
make,
I need you to keep making these.
When we would make trips down to, when we would drive to, like, South Carolina or North Carolina or Virginia Beach for vacation.
Yeah, you
would go
triptych.
To the AAA travel agent, and they would print out the directions for us.
Right. That's a great feeling. You'll love that.
Yeah. But that's a little dated now because it doesn't keep up with traffic patterns. Your big takeaway on what happened with Antonio Brown today is what?
I mean, I would hope that judge, that her orders are followed and really carried out and followed through on. The mental health evaluation that's a condition of his bond, his being out on bail, I think is the best development that has happened in a while. That's not to say that it's going to turn up anything abnormal. He might just go in there and say, I'm good, and pass every test. But there's always the chance that somebody gets through there, that whoever's performing that screen, that evaluation, says, like, wait a minute, something is obviously not right here, and you need to go for, like, a mandatory counseling session or sessions and try to fix whatever's going on. My actual other takeaway, though, is I think you and I and most of the other people that would opine on this nationally on an individual level, I want to see a guy who I don't think is a very good guy, obviously, and he's a bad guy, behaving badly, get help. I just get the sense when I follow the coverage of this in like a broad macro sense, and this would include, frankly, going on TV yesterday to talk about it, that there is some odd desire to see this end poorly. The best thing that can happen for Antonio Brown, the person, is the worst thing that can happen for the media companies that are covering this, and that's that he gets help, fades quietly into the background for a while, and isn't a story. I actually believe that the people who are the executives who run any news or sports network want this to get worse. And it made me uncomfortable thinking about it. Like, what else is there? It's okay. He has a mental health evaluation ordered. He actually turned himself in. Okay. Now what?
Like, yeah, they'll have to move on to the next.
But, I mean, they won't, though. That's what I mean. They're hoping that something else happens while he's out. He's got his GPS monitor. They're hoping that there's something else. The spiral is way more interesting to the people that are trying to program news and sports.
I agree with that. I feel like he had one moment of clarity. In a string of mindless decisions, Antonio Brown did one thing intelligently. He went in on his own volition.
Instead of being perp walked in.
Well, he didn't...
He didn't make it a spectacle where he had to get dragged out of his house or whatever?
Yeah, I think there was concern as the hours went by that he wasn't going to go quietly and he was going to make the authorities down there drag him out of his house kicking and screaming.
You felt like with every passing minute that he didn't turn, or hour that he didn't turn himself in, it was going to have a bigger and bigger chance of going badly?
And the police report said that he is a known, he's known to have firearms, he has a license for a concealed weapon, and he's confrontational with law enforcement. So they made it sound like they were ramping up for, or at least aware of the fact, that this could not end nicely or end peacefully, is how I took it. And he's so unhinged that I wasn't ruling that out. So somebody or something got to Antonio Brown to convince him, all right, I'm just going to go in peacefully, accept the consequences here for now, and
maybe it was Antonio Brown who worked himself into a shoot, as they would say in wrestling. He was playing a big game, and then it got very real very quickly, and he acknowledged that reality.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.